Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hottest topics.
Hottest music
and the hottest ladies. You're listening to the Girlfriend Network,
where women stay connected with your host, Nick Holmes,
Tahira,
and Karishma on the Love Zone USA.
On the Love Zone USA.
Welcome, everybody, to the Girlfriend Network. I'm your host, Tahira Sutton. Welcome back. I'm so excited to be back with you guys. We have a very important topic that we're going to jump into. So I just want to welcome my hosts, Ms. Nicole Martin and Karishma Thomas. Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Hello, ladies. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Not too bad for a Monday. How's my lady doing this week?
We're doing good.
I'm doing good.
Well, ladies, we do have a good topic this week. We always have really, really unique topics. Can personal relationships clash with professional ones? So everybody knows about the Nicki Minaj and the McMill situation with Drake. How do you ladies feel about that? I think this is a very touchy but important subject to get feedback on how to handle it.
Well, I definitely think that professional and personal relationships can clash all the time. It's hard to keep things strictly business, especially if it's someone you do continuous work with. It does tend to get friendly, you know, you get comfortable with one another. But sometimes when that one thing goes wrong, like just like in this situation, because Nicki and Drake have been friends for a long time, they have a lot of mutual love for each other, but obviously there's beef going between Drake and Meek Mill, so she kind of gets put in the middle of it, and it becomes very difficult to deal with. What do you think, ladies?
I personally think it is a hot mess. Even right down to the relationship of Meek and Nicki themselves being in a relationship, I'm still like, what the hell is that? I don't know. They just look like misfits to me. Like, I don't know. It's like oil and water to me or something. I just don't get it. But yeah, just what you were saying, Karishma, totally messed up. You know what I mean? Because Drake and Nicki were supposed to be from the same camp, and they collab on, you know, music and. So I'm just like, it's crazy. I would love to know what's going on behind the scenes, like, and how Nicki is feeling and if her loyalty is like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, okay, here's the thing I'm thinking. Okay, she has to be loyal to me because that's her man. But then she owes some kind of loyalty to Drake because they're in the same camp and they've been, you know what I'm saying? Like, Drake's been in the picture way before me. You guys understand where I'm coming from? So to me, it's I don't know. I'm like, where is the loyalty? Who's loyalty? You know, does
yeah? Who are you loyal to?
Are you gonna between the boyfriend
or the bestie, alleged bestie?
Exactly.
Nobody will know.
Exactly.
But no one really knows the real story between Nicki and Drake. So it's hard to say. Because we don't really know the nature of their relationship. We know what they put out there. So it could be more behind the scenes. You know how celebrity love is. Than we really know. So we're making assumptions based on what we think we know. It could be much deeper.
Oh,
you know, say it, for example, that he's not just the bestie or best friend. He's more of a lover.
Mm-hmm.
And that puts another spin to it. Like, who do you choose? The current or the good old faithful?
Well, I think if it turns into a ex-lover and a current lover, you would always choose the current one you're with. because, you know, that's the decision that you made. And apparently Meek is also the father of her child, according to the new rumors, is that she's pregnant and that he's the baby daddy.
What? Okay, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, that puts another spin. And definitely callers, tune in. Call in 347-539-5729. Let us know what you think. It is. I think business relationships, just in general, are tough, especially with people that you're friends with or family with. Within itself, it's tough. And then if you put like a romantic twist on it, makes it even harder because of the emotional intelligence. Like, emotionally, she feels, you know, loyalty to both people.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. How do you, it's like you're losing one to gain another. So it's a very, very touchy.
Right.
And business-wise, it affects you.
And then in the end, like, she could wind up losing both. Like, that's why I said it's really, like, a lot of drama, and it's really, like, soap opera material because, like, so what happens?
Well, hopefully a lot of creativity comes out of it because, you know, artists, they'll be creative and, you know, they'll be able to use it. And hopefully a lot of good work come out of this. But this is a touchy situation because can you imagine, like, your man and I don't even want to say bestie because we don't know what the situation is.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that you've grown with for a long time, someone
right.
that you spent long hours with in the studio that knew you as a rapper from maybe like the very beginnings, the humble beginnings.
And here's the thing, too, ladies. Do you think Meek started throwing shots at Drake where he picked this fight not because of this mess about him being a ghostwriter, because there's some kind of jealousy or envy because he knows that possibly Drake is digging Nicki and maybe whatever the relationship is, if it's that close, he can't handle it? What do you guys think about that?
That could definitely be part of it. I completely agree. It's Drake and Nicki have, you know, done so many collabs together. He's always talked about how she's someone that he would marry, and they were always the couple that audiences wanted to be together. You know, fans were just waiting for them to say, we're finally dating. It's kind of how Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis dated years later. That's what people wanted from them. They wanted to see them together because in their minds, it's this perfect couple. So it could be insecurity from that, too, where people are like, oh, whatever, she's dating Meek Mill, but we really want to see her with Drake. And that's who we want to see her be happy with. Maybe he's afraid. I completely did. I thought the two of them were so cute. I was like, oh, my gosh, when are they just going to come out and say it?
Right.
Yes,
but it's
absolutely.
Also a lot of behind the scenes. We don't really know. I wonder what Nicki is saying to Meek at home or if she's still talking to Drake because she hasn't made too many comments about it. So what we could also do is that a lot of this is just hyped up. For all we know,
it could
be
social
a huge
media.
Joke.
It could be a huge joke
between them, like, oh, we're going to mess with each other, turn this into something that it's not, because it's at the end of the day, it's all publicity.
True. Yeah. And that's one thing. But it's good to get a male's perspective. So we have not, like, our family member, the Truth is here. He always sets the story straight. So I want to bring him in and welcome the Truth to the show and get his male perspective on this issue. The Truth.
How you guys doing, ladies?
Hey,
welcome.
How are you?
Nice to have you on the show.
Hey, this is wonderful. That's always a pleasure.
It is. Absolutely.
Show.
How have you been?
Oh, wonderful. Just busy and moving and shaking and motivating and all that stuff.
Awesome.
Well, we got
a topic for you tonight, Truth, and I know you got a lot to say about this one because I'm confused and it's crazy to me. Like, oh my goodness! I mean, it makes for great social media, and Twitter's been off the chain, and oh my goodness, I too have been like a social media whore where every day I'm like Googling to see if anything popped off that I don't know about. But I missed that rumor that she's possibly pregnant. Well, when did that happen, guys? Oh, my God. I thought I was up on it.
No, yeah, she referred to Meek as her baby father. And everyone was like, what? What? Is she announcing her pregnancy? Is she announcing her pregnancy?
Oh, my God. Hot mess.
Now, can I tell you guys, let me just jump. I have to jump in right there because I didn't know anything about that. But I'm going to jump. Let's start right there. Let's bookmark that. I've written several pieces about what men do, insecure men do. That, you know, we always talk about, you know, women, you know, getting pregnant on purpose. Well, it's a lot of dudes out there that are getting women pregnant on purpose for the sole reason of to try to make sure lock her up. Now, let me explain with this situation. So, backtrack. Nikki broke down on y'all radio station out there. I think it was on Hot 97 or one of them. She broke down with the Breakfast Club, whatever the call letters are. I don't know. Now, when she broke down, I wrote a piece about how the fact that she broke down, she was with my man Safari for 12 years. Nobody even knew who she was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And the reason why that was so emotional for her is because she really believed, as women do, that her and Safari is going to make it all the way. They were going to beat the odds, beat the music industry. She going to blow up. And she was still going to be able to maintain this beautiful, term, innocent relationship, because it is innocent when you're with somebody that long. It's pure. It feels pure. So the breakdown is the industry won. The pressure of the industry won. And I'm going to say this. A man that's behind the scenes with a woman that's in front, that's ahead of him, he's going to feel insecure. And the only way, one of the ways to leverage a playing field, lady, is to go out there and cheat on her and hurt her. To leverage that insecurity. This real talk. Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is
real
this.
Talk?
You guys spoke about Drake and Nicki. That is more of a power couple than Nicki and Meek. That's more of a Beyonce Jay, because you got two people that are at the top of their game. You got two people that don't need each other but to love each other. Now, I'm not saying Meek is some broadcast she met at the car wash. He's not Drake. Just keep it watching. As far as albums sold, as far as revenue, ROI, return on investment, he's not Drake, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, but here's the thing that Nicki got going on in her life. She likes to deal with men that she has got more, she's the alpha female or the alpha in the relationship. That represents control. Maybe she feels like if I'm ahead for somebody, I'm not saying that happened with Safari, because that just by happenstance she got famous, but in this situation she followed the same pattern by, I'm going to get with a dude that's not either right on my level. He's a little bit behind me in terms of popularity, in terms of finances and all that sort of thing. Hence, Drake threw the little jab, make sure you get the prenup. So, on charge up. So, my thing is, she does that by design. The design for Nicki to get a man that may not be her Jay-Z to her Beyonce is hopefully will be able to control him because I'm more popular. He's got to come back to me. I don't need him. He needs me. But that on the surface, that sounds cool, but when you're dealing with emotions, it's not. I have a feeling that Nicki is very much so looking for what she had with Safari. Real talk.
I agree.
She wants that bad. And sometimes, ladies, you know this, baby, when you want it bad, you're willing to force it sometimes.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
You will
You'll
set it up, even if it means getting pregnant by the next guy, and I'm not saying on purpose, but I want to solidify this relationship. I want to legitimize this relationship. I want everybody to know I'm with this man because I really want that bond and connection I had at 12 years, 15 years. When you're with somebody for almost half your life, you can't replicate and duplicate that overnight. It doesn't happen overnight, you know. It takes time to trust someone, which is the ultimate level of intimacy, trust, not sex. It takes time to get that point to the point where you're willing to be that vulnerable with anybody. Well, you know, and sometimes when we want it so bad, I think we push harder. And I'm not saying she don't love me. I'm not saying she ain't in love with me. I'm not saying this baby is not the best thing that ever happened to her if that's who she's pregnant with. I'm just saying there's a part of her in her heart that wants that. And God bless them if they have it, or they're working on it, or he's going to marry her, or whatever the situation may be. But from looking on the outside, and I'm shut my mouth, I believe there's some insecurities in Meek that have him going after Drake, who's not a love interest today, at least, with Nicki. There's some insecurities with Meek going after Safari because he knows he can't touch that 12 years. So there's some insecurities there.
Right, exactly.
Nicki, and women, listen to this. You can only support a man's ego so much. I don't care what you tell him, how great he is, how special he is. If that ego is shot, if he's got an insecurity issue with that, with his ego and pride, ain't nothing you can do about it, and Nicki included. So a lot of these things, I'm telling you, he's putting her in a very awkward position where she's feeling very uncomfortable. She ain't said anything, but I guarantee she is. She's feeling very uncomfortable because the man
Absolutely.
That she's with now and the man
right.
that is her label mate, business-wise, right?
Right.
That they had a
right.
really close friendship, right?
Mm-hmm.
And who
right.
was before her is now in a situation where she's caught in the middle on some just high school BS, and she's just like, listen, I don't want to be, this is not my idea of a healthy relationship, either physically or a friendship. It's not my idea. And I got two men technically fighting over my emotional connection to them, which are totally different from each other. Meek is your man today.
Mm-hmm.
Drake is your friend and label mate. There's a distinction. There should be a line drawn in the sand. I have a feeling that Nicki got too honest with this boy and told him
mm-hmm.
She might have had sex with Drake, and this nigga can't take it. He just can't.
Mm-hmm.
We can't
right.
deal with that. You know, and I think that's what happened. I really believe she told him that on some pillow talk, and he just can't
mm-hmm.
deal with it. He's like, of anybody,
yeah.
I understand Safari, but I can't
mm-hmm.
know that you had sex with Drake. I can't. That just
right.
I can't take it. So that's
right.
it. I'm going
to
leave it alone. You guys take it from there.
No, that's good. And to add to that truth, too, now couple that with she spends man time with Drake because they're label mates or
yep.
whatever. Maybe
yep.
they're doing appearances
yep.
together. They're on tour together.
In studio.
Yeah. So, right.
Yep.
So add that to the equation. You know what I'm saying? So,
yep.
yeah. Totally see that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And business truth, this is Tahira. Business-wise, it's almost like suicide because she's going to do business with Drake. She's been doing business with him. And it puts her in a real funny, awkward situation because everything is going to be questioned at this point. Even though it's business to him because he's insecure, it looks like something else.
He's acting like the female in the relationship. I'm just going to say that.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to be nice.
I'm trying.
He's acting like the bitch. I'm just going to say it. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. Because he has to realize, why would you want to come in between your woman, your wife, your potential, whatever, money?
And
why
money.
Would you want to come in between
and
money. Potentially?
Money
why
for
you
guys. Money for the
right.
life that,
yes.
for you.
Yeah. Because, brother, let me say it,
mm-hmm.
you can't even sell 500,000 copies. You struggling
what?
To get to 500,000. You should be telling Drake, hey, man, write a mo music. Come on, y'all. You should be cheerleading Drake. Because
yeah.
he is a, and you should, and you know what? You should be cheerleading him ghostwriting, too. You should be like, ghostwriting
exactly.
all you
want. Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
You know,
I agree.
Whatever Drake is doing, it's working. And I know for
right.
hip-hop purists, not I'm a hip hop purist, and I understand there's this whole, you know, well, he ain't writing his own thing, that he's not as talented as Nas and Biggie. So what?
Who cares?
You know,
who cares?
Yeah, who cares about that? See, people mm-hmm. got to stop comparing themselves to other people. That's the one thing we got problems with in the millennial generation. Stop comparing yourself
exactly.
to other people. That is that person's life. This is my life. Don't mess up your life. Worrying about somebody else. And this is what Meek is having problems with.
And my thing is, like you said, who cares? Because I love
who cares?
Drake.
Who
I
cares?
Would have Drake over Meek Mill any day. I don't care if he got 10 ghostwriters. I'm saying, well,
right.
because
right.
you know what? At the end of the day, when you guys think about it, all these hot R&B artists have someone
all
write
of them
their
have
songs.
Them.
All of
Thank
them.
Thank you.
What's the difference?
All of them. Beyonce, all of them.
Exactly. So what you mad
all
for? What are you mad for?
What you mad?
Your rhyme sucks.
Yeah.
You don't have the ghostwriters that he has. Like, and Drake is getting paid tenfold. Like, I would go see
yeah.
Drake or buy his music, download his music before Meek in a minute. Trust.
Absolutely.
Ladies, sometimes a man doesn't know what he wants. Sometimes he just doesn't know. Meek, he got the queen. And he's still
mm-hmm.
over here
right.
acting like a
and you tripping.
Silly.
Exactly.
And you still
yep.
tripping. We know sometimes we don't know when we won. We just don't.
Or sometimes truth.
And
sometimes truth in relationships. Sometimes truth, you have to qualify to be with certain people. Just because
yeah,
you are at a
yeah.
certain status doesn't mean you qualify to be with that person.
That's true.
I think as far as a match, she has a lot, and I don't know personally because I don't know Nicki or Drake personally, but she may...
Right.
want to be with Meek, but maybe they don't match, they don't qualify
yes.
to be with each other. And she yes. has a friendship, an earned friendship with
yep.
Drake that comes
yep.
naturally. So everything he has
that
to fight for.
That comes real easy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Drake
that comes easy for Drake. Great point. Ooh, great point.
Yeah.
Great point. Because you know what Meek is really fighting? Fighting where he comes from. He doesn't feel legitimized in this position. This arena
mm-hmm.
is bigger than him. And that's where
mm-hmm.
that insecurity comes from. Nicki forces him to step his game up, and it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
She's bringing him around people he would never meet in his life.
On his, probably not. Yeah, not in his lifetime. And when that happens, I find this in dating a lot. When that happens, some guy that's gonna be the truth of the situation. Whether you're gonna buck
yep.
up and be the king in the relationship, or are you going to be the insecure man? That's where everything is revealed. So I think he's
being Simba. He's Simba right
yeah.
now. He ain't Mufasa. He's Simba.
And he's vulnerable. But Nicki
yeah.
should definitely look and see, you know, who's being shown. This is really how he is. I mean, you can either embrace it and say, yeah, you know, this is my girl. Yeah, you know, she's close to Drake, but she's with me. So just truly valuing her
right.
and appreciating where she is, it seems like
Nick is the stripper who's dating the doctor, who's going
yeah.
to those $500 plate black tie dinners, and every
mm-hmm.
she feels like everybody's looking at her. I can tell they know I'm a stripper. They know I dance. I can tell these women looking at me crazy. I don't feel comfortable here. All I want to do is go home and smoke a blunt. I don't want to be
mm-hmm.
here. Like he feels so out of place in certain areas
right now
of her life. And she
mm-hmm.
tries to step down.
She
to
can't
his
compensate.
Level.
She can't. Like my
right.
grandfather always said, and then we're going to jump into our first song. You either, when you meet someone, you either step up to where they are, or you'll go
right.
down at
we'll
a different level. So they either stay up yeah. to where you are, or you'll come down to them. And with that being said, we're going to get into All Eyes on You, Meek Mill featuring Nicki Minaj right here on the Girlfriend Network.
Rockin' chinchillas, I got them in the back of that back. I think he catching feelings. Now it's all eyes on us, and it's all lies on trust. And if them wanna trip, tell them they tour guys on us. This kitty cat on reclusive, he duck ducking them gooses. I put him on in that new, now he only with exclusive.
What's your name?
My name Nick.
Where you from?
New York and this
choosing pick.
You got the right ones, all them hoes ain't nothing like them. You know you never wiped them. None of them they never hit this. Still at the top of all they hit list. What they gon' do? Meek and Nick.
Baby.
Is you drunk? Is you had enough? Are you here looking for love? Ooh, got the club going crazy.
I was the baddest.
We was the flight, up in the building.
Want to generate more traffic and sales for your business starting now? Well, here's the marketing tool you've been looking for. What about advertising your business product or service to singles? Well, everybody knows singles have the most money to spend, and thelovezoneusa.com has accumulated the largest audience of singles on internet radio. They've done this through a variety of shows discussing sex and controversial topics in the areas of relationships, dating, and marriage. They've also attracted celebrities to their show who are known by millions of listeners and fans, like The Temptations, divorce attorney Raoul Felder, Gloria Allred, and Danny Glover. Your business will be exposed as a sponsor of a variety of shows with universal themes featuring love and music, celebrities, sex, and other controversial topics, offering your business maximum exposure to singles who have the most discretionary income to spend. So contact one of our business consultants today so they can show you how you can generate more traffic and sales to your website by becoming a sponsor of thelovezoneusa.com.
Welcome back to the Girlfriend Network on the Love Zone USA, where we are discussing Drake's disses and Meek Mill's misses. Now, ladies, what I have, and the truth, welcome, what I have to say is, what do you think Nicki's feeling through all this? Because I feel like it's mad disrespectful on both Drake and Meek's part to kind of be putting her in the middle of all this and, you know, making her...
Right.
Choose between the two of them, or even deal with having to hear about it all the time. Well, how do you guys feel? What do you think she's going through?
I think, as a woman, this is Tahira, as a woman in business, anything that takes you off, away from the business at hand of getting the job done is a distraction. So I hope, it's hurtful and it's emotional and it's really, really close to her heart. But I hope she recognized this, too, as it's a distraction. And whatever that she needs to take creatively from this to make the best music as possible at this time, to use that as her anchor. Because it must be hard. Like, even in business, when you are stuck and where you have to make major decisions on an everyday basis, and then you have your husband, or not even your husband, your boyfriend and your best friend fighting, us as women, we have a lot to deal with in like corporate, on a corporate level, and now where she is in the industry. I hope she just, you know, see it as a distraction and just really, really use it for creativity purposes, because it must be tough right now.
I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember. You guys remember when Diddy or Puffy was dating J-Lo back in the day?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Remember when he caught that case when she was in the club and he got right? Okay. Her PR people told her, leave this nigga alone.
They really did. They
did damage control on that.
Was not going to be sticking around.
I don't care if you love me. I don't care what y'all got going on. Leave him alone. He's going to kill your career.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they told her. And this is now, and we all know that, you know, we know Sean John was worth $400 million and all. This is before The Rock. He was still a power player, but when he had all that stuff that was going on, it was just a bad look on mm-hmm. J-Lo, whose career was getting ready to blow, right?
Right.
And people like, you guys shut it down. Now, I don't know what kind of PR people, you know, Nicki has, but I say all that to say that sometimes, and here's the dilemma. You're looking at a balance between my career, okay, and my love life, my personal life. When those things start to intersect, when my personal life and my love life is intersecting, it creates an unreasonable, amount of tension from this aspect alone, right? So the man that I'm sleeping with, the man I'm sharing my life with, I'm expecting him to understand all of the pressures that I'm going through that the other that nobody else knows about, right? When we sit in bed, pillow talking, I'm saying, babe, you know, today it was rough. It was rough at the studio. My PR people drive me crazy. My lawyer drive me crazy. My attorney drive me crazy. You know, he's supposed to understand all of the stuff that she's going through and be able to make that easier for her. Now, back to Safari. Because they had such a long-standing history, I believe he was more in tune because of the time, of course. But he played, bless his heart, he played the background as long as he could, right? But he was talented, too. He was a singer. And like you said, a lot of some of those songs he was writing for her. So I think what Nicki might be missing right now, if you look at all of it, it is the support of a man that just says, you know what, baby, what can I do to make your day a little bit better? Not how I'm going to go out there and start a beef with your label mate and make your day worse, right? What can I do, baby, to make your day? I know you should have told me how hard it is to deal with it. And she said this on the radio. I don't even know if you guys remember it, if you caught it. She said, the industry is a bitch from this perspective. It takes, but it's hard for you to let go of it because it does, it takes so much from your personal life. It costs a lot to be, this is the thing they think, no, there's no school they send you to. There's no degree you can get on how to learn how to deal with being famous, on how to learn how to deal with the fact that everybody knows your business. Now, for all, this is a little side note, for all these young ladies who want to be Instagram famous and want to get a reality show, beware of what you ask for. Because if you can't handle your little circle of people all in your business, what are you going to do with 2 million people in your business, 10 million people in your business, where you can't even sit down on the toilet without TMZ showing up, right? So my thing is we have to be, this is part of it. This is what Nicki was saying on the race. Like, you know what? I thought for a long time this is what I wanted. Like, I wanted this whole success thing. But on several, this is the second relationship where her career has impeded, or her fame or popularity or whatever you want to call it has impeded on her personal relationship. And I think she's going to get to the point, and mark my word, call me a prophet, whatever you want to, in the next 5 to 10 years, she's going to get to the point where she's going to have to take a hiatus from the industry and say, I got to choose to have love in my life, and I got to work on it as hard as I work on this music career. I've got to get to the point in my life where one's got to be more important than the other. We all want both. Everybody wants the best of everything, but sometimes we got to make a choice. That's what it means to be an adult. We got to make a choice. Go ahead, you guys.
Good point.
I definitely agree. This is Karishma. I completely agree with you. I think that a lot of it also comes as Nicki is so talented. She has really proven herself throughout her career. She's not afraid to be out there, but still have that girly feminine side to her. And I love Nicki Minaj. I'm always rocking out to Nicki at home. And she's collaborated with so many different artists. She's done a variety of stuff. And it's one of those things where it's almost like, is Meek bringing her down? Is he just basically like insecure about his talent and the fact that she's so good? She's, you know, worked with Wayne and Drake and Beyonce, David Guetta, done all this great stuff, and maybe that insecurity of him not being there. And he's a few years younger than her as well, so he's still quite immature. So he probably doesn't know how to handle it all yet. And his main thing that why he's so popular right now is because of this feud with Drake, which is where it all comes back to, is a lot of it just done for publicity and no reason else. Is it because, like, oh, I'm going to pull a fight with Drake and then my woman is going to have my back and it's going to really put me out there on the scene. People who maybe if they didn't know who I was, now they know. Because if you think about Drake's fan base, it is so wide. Everybody listens to Drake. He is a mainstream artist. The same people that listen to Taylor Swift also listen to Drake. It's one of those he's one of those artists. Such a wide variety. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And now everybody knows Meek Mill because they're all worried about what's going on with Drake. Oh,
and you know
Meek
what?
Mill, who is he arguing with?
Karishma, too, your points are great and dead on. And I think, too,
Meek is somewhere sitting embarrassed as hell because, I don't know, I think he probably misjudged Drake and maybe thought he was soft because, you got Meek Mill, you from the Philadelphia, and you've been to jail, and you're supposed to be a hard ass and street cred and all that, and then you got Drake from Toronto, damn near a white boy, started out acting, you know, and kind of got lucky. So I really think Meek was like, he was soft or something. And Drake, to me, demolished his ass. Like, you know, he's coming out on a concert, you know, doing concerts and got, he's clowning him on the big screen. I mean, they're wearing T-shirts. I mean, he killed him. So I don't know what Meek's doing. If he's sitting there, like, licking his wounds or if he's in the studio trying to write a mean comeback, I don't know. But to me, at this point, there's nothing he could do or say. You just look dumb. And to me, it's like, excuse my language, you know, you asked with the wrong one, apparently.
Ladies, you never come for somebody in hip hop if you ain't got material on them. never come for nobody. Jay-Z found that out with Nas. You bet if you come for somebody, you better know who your opponent is, and you better have you better have enough material to put them away. Meek didn't have enough material to put Drake. I'm talking about where nobody want to hear Drake anymore. If you don't have that. See, you need to sit down somewhere, and you need to go write some rhymes with your girl
sit down
or chill with your girl.
He
came from the wrong person.
How about that?
Right?
But I really feel too, Truth. I really feel that Meek is really, really in love right now, and Nicki is colossal. She is just as a brand within herself. I mean, men say it all the time. I love for my woman to make all the money and to wear the pants. And realistically,
we say that.
But let me tell you, I can definitely testify when you're making the majority of the money in the household. And, you know, doing these big things, it's tough. It's like you're taking their manhood. So I think he's dealing with a multitude of things right now. She's colossal. She's universal.
Yeah.
She can collaborate. The brand, let's just talk about the brand, the Minaj brand. She can collaborate with anyone.
Right.
Same as Drake. And that's why I feel
she can do country music right now.
She can do country.
Do whatever.
It's not even a crossover anymore. She can just step into it. You don't have to cross over. She'll just step across the street. Brand-wise. So as a brand, she's at a different level. And you have to, I don't know, like sometimes you want to give back and you have to deal with like-minded people. And I think for me as a candidate, as far as mate-wise, Drake is probably the better mate because he can empathize with her and he can, you know,
absolutely.
I feel like Meek, she's colossal and he's getting lost. Like,
either she's going to have to date someone that's where she's at or she's going to date older men. She cannot
or greater.
Date men that are younger. You got to.
Or greater.
That are comfortable in their skin. Now, here's the thing. You're right. You said something. We always get mad at women who date they above their level, and we get mad like she's a gold digger, she's that next. But now here's the thing, and then we want a woman to be successful. We want an alpha female. The problem is that we got this ego thing, right? So a man, you guys saw the Martin episode where he thought Gina made more than him. He had a fit. He could had a conniption, right? Because here's the thing, there's two areas of our weakness. And this is where y'all go for when y'all want to go for the jugular, y'all don't give a fuck no more. You go for a man's penis and you go for his wallet. If you want to tear a man down, go for the penis and go for the wallet. Game over, right? So my thing about it is he's having an issue with his wallet, which is the financial thing. Because the man's, I want to be the breadwinner. I want to take care of my woman, but I don't have as much money as her. I can't, I'm not in. When they invite Nicki to a president, let's say to the White House, he has to come along as her date. He's not the main.
But that's where the gap is.
Now you can either, like my grandfather always said, you can either, he could either jump into, because I would have not even touched this, even if I was insecure in the relationship, I would have used it to make the greatest music ever, to make the money that I need to get her attention and to keep it with me. This is why you're with me. And it's not about financial, it's just using the insecurities to make a security, to make you secure.
Don't
allow it to overtake you. And I feel like she's colossal. And he's, because I know, like, even in relationships that I've had, and I made more money than the man, and they're like, oh, you're the man in a relationship. Why do I have to be the man? I'm providing. You can't do it. I'm stepping up. The mortgage is getting paid.
Ooh. And look, but see, but look how you say it, ladies. Watch this. Look, here's the twist. Watch the twist. How you say it to a man, because I'm telling you, you're touching a soft area.
Mm-hmm.
When you know, here's the thing. When you guys have more, and you, this is one of the reasons why I tell brothers, you got to go to Atlanta because of that. There's a lot of professional women out there, beautiful black women, professional, making good, have, you know, educate all this stuff. But the thing is, how you say it to a man, if I told you, I didn't gonna believe it. So you know how many men that are stay-at-home moms right now in America? No one's talking about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know
there's more
how
now.
Many men are staying at home and women are actually going out there. And I'm gonna tell you why they're doing. So there are more successful women on college campus right now. That's indisputable. There's more women in corporate positions, indisputable, but right now. There are more African-American men, and I just did a piece on this, that are locked up, homosexual, don't have their stuff together, have too many kids, they got child support issues, right? The available men for women now, for professional women, mind you, is shrinking by the hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying if a woman is at 30, right, and has not, for whatever reason, decided to settle down and start a family or whatever, they're saying by the time she turns 35, she can close the book. Because they're saying, now, I know you guys, I'm getting into another thing, but they're talking about the freezing of the eggs, it's very expensive and all this sort of thing. It's just, you know, they're saying, realistically speaking, the pool of eligible bachelors, men that are eligible to date a woman that is successful, is shrinking. And you see it now as it's relating to the music industry with Nicki Minaj. Nicki's not the only one. There are other women in the industry that are very successful. Oprah Winfrey, Dennis Stead, Deadman for a while. You know, there's several situations. People are searching for Jay and Beyonce, and they're falling short.
Yes.
That's what everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
They want Jay and B, but they ended up getting Nicki and me, or Oprah and Stedman. And then we get mad because it's like, wow, it's a lot of pressure. Look at Meek Mill's background. He's been locked up. He's from Philly. He came up broke. And I'm not being condescending to his background. But I'm saying for him to come out of that and then get into a relationship where now he's got to go up like 50 notches, not financially, but just emotionally and psychologically to be able to handle that arena, that's asking a lot. And he's younger than her. That's
absolutely.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. Let me tell you something, guys. I worked with Meek Mill. I've been on set with him. I did one of his music videos before he linked with Rick Ross, probably about a year or so. He is about as good as you can
get.
The language
right.
that came out his
vernacular.
I mean, I wish you could have seen him. He showed up to his own music video, didn't even give a